Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. All the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. Well, it's good to be back this week. I was snowed out last week. Eric, did you make it into the station?
I did make it into the station, yeah, but it was a challenge for sure.
from Tacoma, too.
Yeah, I had to spend about an hour digging my car out of the snow and ice and then chained up and made it.
I was going to say, did you have to chain up the Prius to get up here?
Yeah, and I ended up camping here for a couple days.
Well, oh, really?
I say camping, but there's a hotel right next door, so it's not that bad.
Not that bad, huh? Yeah. Not sleeping on the floor in the studio.
Exactly.
Listening to old Dog Show episodes.
Well, yeah, now you say that, which is kind of funny because I actually have started downloading them on the iPhone because it's so easy with the iTunes now. Everybody, you had mentioned on the show before how they're free on iTunes as a podcast. And I'm like, you know, that's all over my head because I didn't have an iPhone or an iPod or one of those things.
Uh-huh.
Now that I have it, I'm like, oh, this is fantastic.
I just
get more episodes. And it's so cool. So shout out to our podcast listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. We have podcasters all over the country. And a great guest today, we have Joni Sarita, who is an animal massage therapist and professional musician. And Joni's in the booth with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Julie.
Great to have you here. You have a really interesting, lots of interesting ideas and a CD that's titled Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And it's a way to, we'll be talking more in depth about this, but basically where you're using certain types of music to calm both people and the dogs. And there's also an instructional piece to it. So you're kind of coaching people on how to give their own dog a massage while they're listening to this CD. And it's the way the music is put together is very calming to dogs.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now you have a interesting history. And you were the animal manager
basically a farm manager
for
Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
The Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
And it was a great time in my life. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stories, met so many people through it. And I got to learn a lot about behavioral issues with animals, and actually Olivia turned me on to massage, and it started with a sick horse. So that's kind of how I got into animal massage.
And you ended up in one of her music videos.
I did.
I'm gonna have to look that up on YouTube. It was Culture Shock.
If you
search for Culture Shock on YouTube, it's a video that came out just after Physical.
Yes.
And where are you in the music video?
I'm a sour tart looking, wild haired blonde, playing keyboards and singing background.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now here we are talking about animal massage and music.
Yes.
So combining your two passions.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great.
I love.
That's the way to go. So, now, there's some science behind, there's lots of different angles on this, and we're going to talk about it, but we were talking before the show about the different instruments that dogs tend to respond to more than others, and then, of course, the way that the instruments are played. So
correct.
I think it would make sense that people would say, well, or that one would think certain types of classical music are more calming than heavy metal, techno.
Yes.
And, you know, to generalize.
Correct.
But you said, you know, not all. And so the same is true with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But that you said that certain instruments calm dogs more than others. And so there were a couple that you named that were more calming. Which ones were those?
Well, you know, an acoustic piano is really calming to the dog, and also a harp. So basically, I mean, there's a couple of others out there, but one that I've been finding more so also is voice, and not singing and words per se, but just a lot of ahs and certain vowel sounds that just the presence, the frequency of the human voice seems to have a calming effect with them too. So we kind of overlay that over the music as well.
Which would make sense to me from a scientific standpoint, because dogs and people have been living together now for, they think, with the recent finding, relatively recent finding, of a skull over 30,000 years. Mm-hmm. So it would seem, and I feel like dogs are sort of programmed into me, or like in my wiring in a way. And I think that they are to a degree for people as a species, which if you look at how much we live with dogs, that would make sense. But I wonder about the other way around. You know, how much our dog, I mean, we created dogs. Dogs would not exist if it wasn't for human interaction with wolves, is the most common theory.
Well, that's true. But I think also humans need companionship, and the dog offers that unconditional companionship too. So it's, I think, we feed each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Mutually beneficial for sure. So so piano and harp are more calming to dogs, and then like string instruments.
Yes. Now, actually cellos.
I love cellos.
Seem to really calm them. And I've noticed with cats that the cats really like a lot of the string instruments as well.
Did you hear that, Eric? Cats like string instruments.
You know, I can attest to that. I can attest to that.
Oh, really?
I have observed my cats responding to orchestral music. Yeah. And I thought, maybe I'm just crazy. No. But it's good to hear that I'm not crazy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You have to get that on video for us.
I think I will. I'll try that.
So, but it's also how they're played and you know, in working. I think that this is sort of, I would assume, like, kind of a common sense thing, but maybe not necessarily, because as I'm working with people and coaching people on how to work with their pet dogs, which is what I do full time, it's, you know, even just having people be aware of the energy that they're using to communicate. Like if you're wanting your dog to hold a position, like stay, you would tell them as they're holding it, good stay, good stay.
Yes.
Rather than good stay,
right.
Good, you know.
Exactly.
Which, because it gets the dog up.
That's right.
But if you wanted your dog to come to you, you wouldn't say, come here, right?
Right.
It doesn't line up. You say, come here.
You want to upward. Yeah.
Right.
Something to get them up.
Right. So, you know, dogs respond to, they're super sensitive to energy, and so it makes sense that they are to music, too. Now, you have an instructional component to your CDs. Okay, so Joni has a CD that's available. It's called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage that you can buy. It's only $10.95, and you can find that on her website, which is Joan Sorita, JoanSorita. .com, and I've posted a link to your website on the dog show's website, which is dogradioshow.com. So you can also find all of Joni's information, your phone number and stuff there too. But you can order the CD, and then there's a instructional component to it. So is this like an instructional massage?
Yes, and I don't want to get people confused. This is really user-friendly. I did a lot of booths last year for charity, and the number one question I got from people was, can you just show me how to do a couple of strokes, because I don't know whether I'm hurting my animal or not. And so basically it's probably what every person does in their house on their dog, watching television or whatever. But I thought, you know what, I'll just take three or four strokes, really basic stuff, and just explain it in a meditative way so that everybody can just calm
mm-hmm.
and chill and relax and kind of get into it. And
mm-hmm.
I think it really helps.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, if people order it and use it, I don't want them to get all caught up on when I say put your hand on the neck. You can put it anywhere on the neck.
Right.
You don't have to be really anal about,
right.
you know, what part of the neck to put it on.
User-friendly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my cattle dog is my male cattle dog. I have two. Now, do you have a cattle dog?
I do.
I saw that little profile
yeah,
there.
I did.
So that looks like a cattle dog.
Yeah.
I have two.
Yeah.
Is yours male or female?
He's a male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he calm or intense or both?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my male. We have a male and a female, and my male is very intense.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very intense guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's very tightly wound.
Mm-hmm.
And he, even just touching him, it's like
mm-hmm.
he, you know, I'll try to just stroke him very calmly, and it's almost hard for him to tolerate it. He's so sensitive to it.
Yeah, I you know what? It's funny. Hobbs, that's the name of my cattle dog.
Mm-hmm.
The back end, he's real sensitive,
but mm-hmm.
through taking him to massage school, the Northwest School of Animal Massage,
mm-hmm.
I literally would take him into the class. If he sees an empty chair, he'll jump up on the chair and sit there
mm-hmm.
and wait for someone to touch him. He's
mm-hmm.
turned into a junkie, a massage
mm-hmm.
junkie. So I think you can do that with your guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to practice that with him with your CD and use your yeah. instructional and meditative components to help calm him down.
You can. And if you get bored with the meditative part, you can just opt to go to the music alone and
mm-hmm.
freeform,
mm-hmm.
do whatever works.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk more with Joni Sarita. And we're talking about her CD called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And you can order her CD. It's only $10.95. Go to her website, joansarita.com, and you can find information on how to order it. And there's also a link to Joni's website on the Dog Show website, which is dogradioshow.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Designing Health and Missing Link, we cover the world of animals. This week, after a month off, it's shelter, rescue sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll catch up with the birds at Mollywood, the wildlife at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, and the horses at All Breed Equine Rescue. After all the snow, ice, freezing temperatures, and wind, we'll find out how the animals are doing and what kind of help they need from us. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Well done, Eric. That was Culture Shock by Olivia Newton-John.
Featuring our guest today.
Yes. The video that Joni is in. So check that out on YouTube.
Joni,
Culture Shock.
Did you actually...
You guys are embarrassing me now.
Did you actually play on the song or were you just in the video?
Why did you have to ask me that question? I just was in the video, but I do play keyboards. Yes.
And you were backup vocals, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do that too. I've done a lot of studio work and and lead stuff. Mm-hmm. I sold out and did, you know, cover bands for a while. But it gets your chops up, so.
Yeah.
You got to make a living.
Yeah, you do.
Well, we're talking with Joni Sarita about her CD called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. Joni's an animal massage therapist and also professional musician, and she's combined her two passions and has created this CD that is has a very nice calming effect on dogs and also on people too. And there's an instructional component to it as well, where it will, you know, where is it your voice?
Yes, yeah. It's my voice.
So where Joni will sort of guide you in a massage that you can do along with the music. And then there's some tracks that are just the music, too, that you
correct,
can do.
Correct.
And, you know, have a little quality time with your dog. And there's a lot of benefit to this. I mean, we were talking a bit in the first segment about the, you know, calming effect of music and certain instruments that dogs respond to. And I mean, it makes sense. I mean, how many people have fallen asleep at the symphony? Not because they're bored.
Correct.
I love the symphony and I don't fall asleep because, but a lot of people that I have been with do. And it's not because they're bored, but they just get so relaxed.
They do. Yeah. It's the frequencies of the music.
Yeah. So your CD kind of helps facilitate that relaxation and connection. And I think that, you know, the benefit of the music and the massage, I mean, both have benefits, you know, separately and together. That's great. But there is a huge benefit to what somebody is doing if they are turning your CD on and sitting down with their animal. And, you know, in addition to what they're doing through the CD and massaging and listening to the music, but they're connecting.
That's right. That's really the whole mission of this project is to get the human to connect with the dog.
Yeah. And, you know, I've said this, I say this to my clients all the time with training and behavior, and I've talked about this on the show too, sort of a common theme about how one of the things that dogs are, not that they're here to teach us, but is how to slow down.
Exactly.
Because everything is so fast and all of the advertisements for the phones and the internet and is faster, faster, faster. Who's the fastest? We're the fastest. How many different things can you do at once all through your phone? And, you know, that's all great. It has its purpose. But when we get sort of stuck in that mode, we don't slow down ever and like unplug and, you know, in my work in dog training and behavior, you can't multitask when you're trying to train a dog.
You have to live in the moment. Be right there, really present with them.
And then you said be in your body.
Correct.
Slow down. Tune into the dog. And the thing is that dogs know when the person is tuned into them and when they're distracted. Because when you're distracted, then the dog's like, well, you're not listening to me, so I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
So there's that benefit as well. So I really recommend trying this CD. It's only $10.95. It's called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And you can order it through Joni's website, which is joansarita.com. J-O-A-N-S as in Sam, O-R-I-T-A. And there's a link to your website on the dog show's website as well, which is dogradioshow.com.
Great.
So try this out. And now you were talking about, so we've been talking about the positive impacts that music can have in calming and, you know, it's very powerful. And, but there's also sort of the flip side of that or the shadow side of that, which is that it's like noise pollution.
Correct.
And so, you know, I talked several weeks ago, I talked with Rick Heidegger, who's the owner of Dr. Don's Automotive, one of our advertisers, and we were talking about dogs' sense of hearing and how sensitive their, you know, their sense of hearing is, 16 times more sensitive, and they can hear frequencies like thousands of times or hundreds of times higher than ours and all that stuff. So I can imagine we experience noise pollution, but for dogs, it's like that much worse.
Oh, it could drive them crazy. It could actually, with even with people, it's been known to lower the immune system and actually start to create certain chronic immune disorders. And it's also, I know there is research out there. Joshua Leeds is a sound specialist. And if you looked up Joshua Leeds, Googled him or whatever, I don't really know his website. It could be joshualeeds.com. He has tons of research information about the noise pollution with the dogs and things that it can do to them. I'd like to just add this. We've played my CD in some doggy daycares where the dogs actually had an option to leave the room. And I've noticed with some of the dogs, they didn't want any type of sound. And there were a few that just kind of left the room, went outside, just kind of chilled in a quiet area. And when they were ready, they came back in and they were accepting of the music. So that's another thing I wanted to bring up is that sometimes, you know, if your dog isn't ready for possibly he could be overstimulated and he's not ready for sound. You know, it's something to keep in mind with your animal.
I like the option to leave because then you're really getting to see what the dog chooses because they are certainly capable.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't think. It's amazing to me. But they can absolutely, I mean, they make their own choices and they'll be like, oh, I like this and then stay or, oh, I don't like this and then try to get away from it.
And plus you as a person can see, kind of observe what's going on, too.
Like how Eric has observed his cats respond favorably to string.
String instruments.
Yeah,
so far.
Excellent.
they don't seem to mind music in general, which is nice. But I did notice during one particular piece that was orchestral that my cat was actually kind of like listening and paying attention to it. Kind of interesting.
Like, ooh, this is nice.
You know, that's funny that he says that, too, about your cats listen to music. I know a lot of people will just leave the radios on all day or television on all day for the animals. But what happens with that is just at times they might get overstimulated with the constant noise. But also they can tune out or they can just associate noise with that person being there, thinking that they're around, but they're really not. So you could use it as a conditioning tool if you wanted to.
Yeah. Joshua Leeds' website is joshualeeds.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah, just looked that one up. And there is a link through a dog's ear, book and music for animal environments. And he's got a bunch of other stuff, too. So that's a good
it's a wonderful
resource,
CD.
Too. Yeah. And Joni's CD is Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, and you can find that and order that through her website, which is joansarita.com. And there's a link to Joni's website and her phone number as well. and contact information on the dog show's website, which is dogradioshow.com. So I've thought about that as I've, because sometimes I don't really do it anymore, but I used to do it sometimes where I would like leave the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would be, you know, like, oh, I'll turn the TV on. And I wouldn't want to make sure that it wasn't too loud. Not blasting it, mm-hmm. you know, but just to have it on, to have some background noise. But then I would like look at the channels and be like, no, they're not going to like want to watch the news right. or going to want to watch mm-hmm. some sort of station that perhaps my values don't line up with. Mm-hmm. Or so I just found myself like choosing, oh, well, this, you know, public television is a nice mellow mm-hmm. choice or something like that.
That's true. And hope that your TV's in good working order because they might be able to hear some frequencies in there that we can't hear.
It's a good point.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we're getting close to break time. So we'll take a quick break and come back and talk more with Joni Sarita. Again, her CD is Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And it's a CD with some calming music for your dog, as well as some instructional for massage for you. And you can find that at joansarita.com. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
For home repair, remodeling, construction advice, ideas, and useful stories every Saturday from 10 till 11 a.m., tune in to Constructing Whatever. With over 40 years of combined experience, hosts Tim and Lynn talk about whatever, from important need-to-know topics to fielding your questions about the latest industry news. It's Constructing Whatever, every Saturday morning, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
We've been talking about winterizing your home. Now with all the weather we've had, it's time to assess the damage. We'll be doing that this week on Constructing Whatever.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really? Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. I had to snap myself out of almost falling asleep because because that is a track from Joni's CD, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And now was there, did I hear human?
There's human and synthesized.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of samples at home in our studio, but we just chose to do
mm-hmm.
some sampled voices. So
yeah, that's nice. And you were saying that dogs respond to which would make sense because it's true sort of in other ways as well, but to like simplicity and certain, do they respond to simplicity, but like sort of repetition of something that sort of plays over?
Well, I think they recognize repetition,
mm-hmm.
but if you put too many harmonies and too many complicated lead type of parts,
right?
Overstimulated. Seems to
exactly. Yeah.
And we don't, I mean, if I wanted to raise the dog's heart rate and get them kind of meet them up at an energetic level, I might want to do that.
Right.
You know, and then slowly drop it down and play certain beats per minute, mm-hmm. Certain key registers and different octaves, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, with that one, it's clearly calming.
Mm-hmm.
And so the intention of the CD is to facilitate people massaging and calming their own dogs. And so often it's the case mm-hmm. where we tend to upset our dogs mm-hmm. and with whatever we're doing or however we're being, you know, emotion. You know, one of the things that I sort of recently was thinking about with my own dogs, because as I am a trainer and work with behavior and have been doing so for almost 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it's always easier to train other people's dogs than it is your own.
Of course.
So, you know, and I've got cattle dogs, two uh-huh. of them, and my dachshund as well, but she's easy. But my male cattle dog is, my female is more connected with Darcy, and my male is mm-hmm. more my boy. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he's so intense and always staring at mm-hmm. me and like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, and I feel so intensely for him also. But I sort of realized within the last week, actually, it's like, you know, I wonder if it's just like, if sometimes it's like too much for him, like how, even though it's in the context of affection and love, but it's like, you know, my love for my own dogs uh-huh. is so huge
uh-huh.
that I was like, gosh, I wonder if it's like, if my emotion for him is overwhelming to him
sure.
sometimes.
I do think that they can really pick up on that energy.
Yeah. And especially a dog that's so tightly wound and mm-hmm. Sensitive. I was talking with Maggie McClure back in the fall about the Vashon sheepdog trials. We were talking about border collies
mm-hmm.
and
I love border collies.
Yeah. And she was saying, you know, it's like thinking of them as like having a really huge antenna and they're picking up on the slightest little changes, even energetically in their environment, mm-hmm. which is why they're so amazing mm-hmm. in running a farm. Because they can tell if something's off, they can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be very challenging if you try to bring a dog like that into a city.
Yeah, it can be.
Where there's like all of this. They're just being bombarded and they're so sensitive to it. So anyway, I was like, my gosh, am I like too much emotionally? And it's all like love and affection. But I was like, man, I wonder if it's just like amping him up. And so I really mm-hmm. like kind of toned it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy to do at all. I mean, you just think about people going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It takes them like 5 days.
Yeah.
And then when they're ready to go home, they've finally gotten to the point where they've unwound themselves.
Yeah.
But with my CD, that's the whole concept of everybody is on the go. Like you mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
technology has moved us in this environment where everything is set in a really fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to take 12 minutes
mm-hmm.
out of your day to put on the music and connect with your dog, whether it's through the meditative part or just the music alone, people just don't realize how much that 12 minutes is going to help the health
mm-hmm.
of themselves and also their dog.
Yeah. And it's nice that it is a manageable. It's not like you're signing up for, you know, an hour and a half long session
right.
to do this, but that you can really go through start to finish
mm-hmm.
and be done in 12 minutes and then, you know, maybe do it again later or do it again the next mm-hmm. day or whatever, however much mm-hmm. you can.
And I'd like to add that through this next year, we're going to be able to add more pieces of music on my site mm-hmm. so that you can actually pick and choose the pieces you want that work for you and your animal.
Mm.
And you can extend it out longer if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. And your website, again, is joansarita.com. And that's how you can order her CD, which is called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And it's both music and there's some tracks that have an instructional piece with them as well to do a little guided massage for you. And mm-hmm. it's very user-friendly. You don't have to be a massage therapist to understand what to do. And don't get too specific when she says put your hand on your dog's neck. Don't worry about where you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Just put your, you know, and if anything, maybe just follow your intuition about it.
That's a big part of massage,
mm-hmm.
At least with massage practitioners, is to rely a lot on intuition.
Yeah, where do you feel like mm-hmm. the body wants you to go?
Correct.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of massage videos out there on YouTube and stuff that mm-hmm. people have put up, so you could probably, you know, get a little just look at that too on YouTube.
Yeah. But it is intuitive, and to also pay attention to your dog. If your dog, you know, give your dog the option to leave, and if they're like, "Ooh, I don't like that," then, you know listen to your dog.
That's a good point. I've worked in a few vet clinics where dogs were not happy to be there in the first place, but they come in to get acupuncture and some laser therapy or chiropractic, excuse me, but they asked me to come in and bring my essential oils, which I like to use as a tool once in a while. But also, we would put on music, and within 5 minutes, we found that the music really helps. But what sometimes, dogs are really different. Like, I work on horses too, and they're really, you know, they get into it,
mm-hmm.
but dogs are like, they might stand and have to, or they might lay down and have to get up, shake off something,
mm-hmm.
or they'll turn around and lay down again.
Yep.
They need to move. They can't just, unless you get a real dog junkie massage dog that just lays there and lets you do it. But don't be afraid if your dog stands up, because mm-hmm. eventually he'll just chill out and calm down.
Yeah, let your dog move as they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I know Darcy's birthday is coming up, and we're going to be going down to one of our favorite places, which are these dog-friendly cabins down near Mount Rainier.
Oh.
Like right at the base, mm-hmm. almost right at the base.
Mm-hmm.
Or close to the entrance, anyway, of the park. Rainier Cozy Cabins, and they are totally dog-friendly, a few of them.
That's so great.
Like, there's dog beds on the floor.
Oh,
and they have a good-size fenced-in backyard uh-huh. that also happens to have, like, a hot tub and a deck and a barbecue and all this stuff. And then it's around all these, you know, there's lots of great hiking around there and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's just going to be great to get out of the city. We're going to be going down there for a few days in February. And it's just so nice, especially with the cattle dogs. I mean, I love them to death. They're amazing. We're also starting nose work class on Friday, which I'm so excited about too. But I can see how they really are designed to be in open space
mm-hmm.
and not urban. You know, they're just, it's just not, for mine anyway, and they're pretty high drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, you know, they really thrive in wide open space.
They do. They listen to, this is really funny. I had a vet call me up who gave me some feedback on my CD.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that his lab dogs, the bird dogs, because mm-hmm. there's a little bit of cricket noise in the beginning of some of it.
Oh, yeah.
They would actually, like, pick their heads up and look around.
Yeah.
Whereas the other dogs he had that weren't bird dogs, a hunting dog, they totally ignored it.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have lab dogs out there and they pick their heads up, you know, at least you know that your dog is still really has that imprint in them.
Yeah. I hope there's no, like, doorbell sound or anything that happens during your CD.
No, there isn't, no.
That would be a cruel joke.
Yeah, it would.
So we're going to be going down to Rainier Cozy Cabins, mm-hmm. which are dog-friendly cabins, and enjoying 3 days of being out of the city and just relaxing and unplugging. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that will be a great time for me to try the CD.
Oh, I'd love for you to do that.
So that's we'll get awesome. Everybody, I'll sit on the floor and we'll get everybody around. I know that they've got a CD player down there and I'll pop it in and see what the dogs think.
That. Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to your feedback or your dog's feedback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah. I hate to say this, but I've gotten mine conditioned to where I have a front room where you can just stretch and there's a fireplace in it and you chill out in there. And in the morning, I'll put the CD on. And the dogs just follow me in, and they all lay down around me now because they just expect me to work on them through the music. But I'll tell you, it's a great way to start your day. It's almost like a start of a Reiki session or some form of you're grounding yourself.
Yeah.
And when you're more grounded in your body, I think you're better organized throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, and your experience of the day is different, too.
Yes.
Well, it's been really wonderful to have you on the show today, Joni.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
And I'm so excited to try my CD with my dogs, and I'll definitely report back. I'll probably, hopefully, try it, speaking of unplugging. Hopefully, I'll have time to do it before we head out of town. But if not, I will certainly bring it down to the Rainier Cozy Cabins with us, and we'll try it down there, too. So you can get your own copy of Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, Joni's CD, through Joni's website, which is joansarita.com. And there's a link to that website also on our homepage, which is dogradioshow.com. But go to her website and order yourself one of these CDs and try it out with your dog. Now, what would a cat do with, like, do you have a cat one?
We're actually working on a cat one, and we're working on a longer dog one. I have a couple of projects going.
Well, you'll have to keep us posted.
Absolutely. I have a string one for cats.
Ooh, Eric.
I'm sending it to you.
Excellent. Well, I can give you feedback on how Marshmallow and Fergal decided how they liked it.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, that's the CD, and it's music and also instructional. It's not long, so you're not in it for, you know, an hour. You can be done in 15 minutes, and it's great, great thing to try. And at the very least, you are connecting with your dog, which is something that that's really all they want us to do, is to just slow down.
That's right.
And be present.
That's right.
So try that out, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a few more announcements. Thanks so much, Joni, for being here.
Thank you, and happy tales.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
This time, I'm really gonna change this life.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote, or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
That's some of the people music that Joan puts out with her husband.
Excellent. Thanks for finding that. That was a great interview. Her CD, again, we were talking with Joni Sarita about her CD, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. If you're just tuning in, you missed the interview, but you can find more about the CD online at joansarita.com. And as always, all of our shows are archived online. You can either download us for free on iTunes as a free audio podcast. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and you'll see our very cute blue oval with orange dog logo. And that's an easy way to spot us. But if you just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, you'll come to our page, and then you can actually subscribe to our podcast, so that every week as I upload a new show, you will automatically get it. And then you can listen to us whenever your heart desires. And all of our shows are also archived on the website. It's a really easy way to listen to from your computer. If you just go to dogradioshow.com and go to the podcast page, all of our shows will come up. This is number 152. And from the most recent at the top all the way down to our very first show almost 3 years ago now. And it's a great way to scroll through and pick out ones that sound interesting, or just listen to them all. But Joni's CD, again, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, and her links are on our website too, dogradioshow.com. Our Facebook page is being deleted, our old Facebook page. So if you've been listening for a long time, you know, if you're a new listener, the Dog Show used to be called The Dog Talk Show. And we changed our name very slightly, and which means that we had to start over on Facebook. So if you are a fan of the old page, be sure to go to our new fan page, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and become a fan, because the old page, The Dog Talk Show, is going to be deleted at the end of this month. And I would hate to lose all of our wonderful fans. So be sure to find us on Facebook and click the like button at the top of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes so that you can stay with us. It's a great way to be a part of the conversation in between shows. I just yesterday actually posted this really cute photo of my little dachshund, who is the expert in warmth and comfort in our house. And Darcy had just pulled out a load of towels from the dryer and put them on the chair. And then it wasn't a minute later, I think she turned around and saw Leia, my little dachshund, just laying smack in the middle, the top of the pile, enjoying the warmth and comfort from the towels. So I snapped a picture of that and posted it on the on the page, and that's on our Facebook fan page, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We are starting nosework class on Friday. So 2 days, Friday morning, I'm taking all three of my dogs to nosework class with Miriam Rose. Her website is nwnoseworks.com. And she has classes all over the region of Western Washington. So if you're interested in nose work, you should look at her online. And we also did an interview a while back. I think it was maybe April of last year was the first interview, and then we replayed it. We did an encore broadcast of that interview as well. But if you go to the podcast page on our website, dogradioshow.com, and then scroll down and look for my interview with Miriam Rose, and you can learn more about nose work that way as well. That was a really fun interview. But I'm so excited to take my dogs through this, and I will definitely give you weekly updates because it's a once-a-week class for 6 weeks for the level one. But it's if you're not familiar with it, it's designed for pets. So as I am a professional trainer, you know, I also have my own dogs, and what I do is teach people how to teach their dogs basic obedience and manners, and I also work with behavioral issues through my business, Sensitive Dog, and you can find me online at sensitivedog.com. But nose work is really, it's designed for pets and anybody's dog, really anybody's dog, any sort of age or physical level of both human and dog can participate. And you're really just teaching your dogs how to detect scent and to alert you when they have detected the scent. And Darcy and I went to a nose work trial this summer to watch, and it was so amazing. You know, Joni and I earlier in the show here during our interview, we were talking about connecting and really connecting to our dogs. And that doesn't mean, you know, I think the big thing for people to get is that that's a two-way street. Communication is a two-way street. And people have a tendency to just communicate with their dog, and it always goes from person to dog. But there's not a whole lot of room for dog to person. And this really helps to cultivate that and teach people really how to tune in and read their dogs, and also give the dogs an opportunity to use their fabulous noses. And I think it's probably one of the biggest gifts that you could give your dog is to do something like nose work that gives them an outlet for that energy and for the gift that they do have. We really can't comprehend what a dog's sense of smell is like. Like, I'm not just saying that as an expression. We really can't comprehend what it's like for a dog to experience their own sense of smell. Our noses are structured differently. The part of the dog's brain that analyzes scent is like 40 times larger than ours. I mean, they can smell in layers and all this sort of stuff. So it's just such a wonderful thing to do, to give your dog an outlet for that, because oftentimes not only do they not have an outlet, but when they are using their nose, they're getting in trouble for it. Like they're, you know, getting into your bag or getting into the garbage or, you know, rooting around, and then, you know, you're telling them to stop, stop, stop. And, you know, they never get to really develop develop their sense of smell and their ability to search really to their full potential. So I know my cattle dogs, I'm taking all three of my dogs, two cattle dogs and my dachshund. And that will be interesting to see how the three dogs as different individuals, but also as the cattle dogs being herders and then the dachshund being a scent hound, to see how they, you know, experience the class differently as well. And maybe they have different searching styles. They probably do. But I'm thrilled for that. That starts Friday morning, this Friday, 2 days. And I will definitely update through our Facebook page and also next week on next week's show as well. The Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is just around the corner, beginning of March. So about a month and a half away. But just to put that bug in your ear, I believe it's March 10th, that weekend. Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. It's a really fun show. It's just a great weekend out. You get to look at all the different dog breeds, and they've got all sorts of demonstrations going on. One of the demonstrations or demonstrators throughout the weekend is actually Miriam Rose, who's the nosework instructor. She'll be doing some nosework demonstrations. There's herding demonstrations. There's like police dog demonstrations, dog dancing. which is really fun to watch. Agility trials going on in addition to the confirmation shows, which is what you see on television, like at Westminster, where the dogs are being trotted around rings. Really fun to watch all the breeds, and always fun to watch all the people there as well. There'll be lots of great vendor booths, and we'll be there again this year too.
Do they have that guy that reaches under the undercarriage of the dog to test for I don't know what, if the dog
that
is going to cough or something?
That would be the judge.
The judge.
Yes, and okay. It's to make sure that the dog is intact.
So they do that as well.
They sure do.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think there's any coughing involved, though.
Turn your head. Turn your head and bark.
Seattle Kennel Club is skc.org. You can go online and find out more about that. That's the beginning of March, March 10th, that weekend. Well, wonderful to talk to Joan Sarita. Find her information on the dog show's website, which is dogradioshow.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And we'll be here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.